Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. Team, the show where we talk how to live in a more functional and occupational way, in an independent way through the lens of an occupational therapist with personalized tips, ideas, and suggestions from my own life. The OT sometimes stands for Occupational Therapy Talk with Mr. T, but also, as my wife pointed out, could be an acronym for On Target Talk with Mr. T. Sometimes we try to find a target, we try to be on target, directing you on a way to be more functional, be more independent, to live in a more occupational way, just different ideas to try to be on target in the occupational therapy world, to live a life that's more functional based and helps you to be able to live a life as best as you can, living life to its fullest, as the AOTA explains. So we talked many ideas for the Love Of series, and that we're going to continue this series for some more topics that come to mind. And tonight, we're going to talk about For the Love Of Your Home. When you have the ability to finally get your own home, it's a wonderful feeling, it's a wonderful capability, it's a wonderful aspect of your life, it's a real milestone. You grow up in your parents' home for many years, and you go out and you get your own place. Sometimes you have to go back. But when you really get your own place and you hold on to it, it's a wonderful accomplishment. It's a wonderful success. And it's a wonderful time in your own life. And I'm not talking that it has to be a mansion. It doesn't even have to be a huge house. It could be a regular, simple house. It could be a small house. It could be on the bigger side or the smaller side. It could be a house like ours or a house like one of the actors or actresses or entertainers. But even not that, it could literally be an apartment. It could literally be a one-bedroom apartment. It could literally be a studio apartment, which I happened to find fascinating back in the days before I met my wife, before we had kids. It seems like a much more simple way to keep things tidy and whatnot, but that's for another time. And not even just a studio apartment, but even if you're in a dorm room, whenever you have your own space outside of your home, and you could call outside of the home you grew up with, and you could call it your own space, your own home, really an apartment or further, that's an ability to have something that you can make your own. You could personalize your own. And I know you could go to any stores, you could go to Home Goods, you could go to Target, or you could go on Amazon or anything and find different items. But just some items that we got, some items that we use, were just small ways to personalize and make it the feeling of home. You know, Baruch Hashem, we love our house. Of course, it's not the biggest house in the world. It might be on the smaller side, but thank God it has a couple levels. It has the three small bedrooms, and thank God it has the living areas. Enough for our kids, enough for our family. You know, it's good. It's good to have the space that we were given. God knows exactly what type of house we needed and that everyone needs, and we're able to make it our own. And when we got the house, we were so excited to be able to make it our own. And besides for the furniture and the finishing touches of whatever work you have to do, and Baruch Hashem, thank God we're able to fix up the kitchen, but you can have the personalized options, the personalized ideas of what to do. So in the kitchen itself, a small idea is that we have these three things. One of them is a board that says our names and our kids' names, thanks to my mom. Then another board has the idea of the takeout, we call it, or for the sake of this show, we'll call it Mr. T's Takeout. And it says, always open, established the year that my wife and I got married, rated number one as if it was on Yelp, thanks to my sister-in-law for that one. And then there's the Mr. T's Takeout, established 2013 with spatulas and colors, thanks to my wonderful wife for that one. Just putting it above the ledge of the window, personalizing the kitchen to make it feel like a pseudo takeout, because I do the cooking, so we call it Mr. T's Takeout. Imagine my actual first name, but Mr. T's Takeout. That's one aspect. Then the idea is also rugs and mats. I'm a very big fan of those. In the kitchen, they're not personalized, but we have one by the door and one by the sink for the ergonomics, for the ability to be able to feel comfortable. Then there's one in the back that says Mr. T and his wife and their little chicks, the Mr. T's family and their little chicks, which is very cute. That was also given to me by my mom, and it shows the actual children. Then there's another one that has the last name initial letter on it, and then there's another one that says home. Different little aspects, and it also matches the interior decor. When you have different things that match, when you have the colors that can mix and match, is also very cool. There's also the magnets that could go on the fridge that could have personalized initials or whatnot. You could have photos that could be magnetized. I know lots of families are big on that. And throughout the house, you could get coasters that have the initial. We have that. We have two of them. One that matches a sign, a family name sign, and one that has our initial of our last name. And then it matches the sign. And then there's one that just is a wood one that has a sign. But there are different things that you could put up. You could, of course, putting up pictures is really nice. It makes everything feel much more functional. It makes everything feel much more personalized. But when you have the signs, it's really nice too. And you think about the two signs we got. Also, one of them says, welcome to our home. And then it says the blank, our last name. And then it says our last initial also. And then we have another one. It's like a family sign. It has the initial and then it says the blank, our last name, and it says our number and our street name, and it has the ability to give the personal touch. You could also get different rugs, like an area rug that have names on it. The welcome rug also has a hello on it, which we find nice, and then the rug, which I constantly change throughout the years, has a nice letter of our last name, and then there's a big I don't know how to call it, but we were given one by my mom also that you step on it and it has the initial of the name, a really big rug. But there are different ways to personalize your house on a big website we love is personalizationmall.com. Of course, I don't get any throwback from them. I don't get any kickback or percentage or commission from them, but it would be wonderful. But that website I've used many, many times over the years, and I've done many personalized things for my wife. We have a board that shows our dates of the time we got the first date, when we got engaged, when we got married. It's always nice to keep track of those. Then there's personalized roses and personalized keychains. They have so many cool things. We have personalized blankets. Anything you could take to personalize and use it in your home is really cool, and it's really a nice way of doing so. You could get personalized photo frames, and you could get personalized wall things. I personally hate to hang up things, so I found the hack of the command strips there that you like stick it on, and it has a hook already built into it, which I thought was fascinating. But when you personalize your home, when you make things to make feel like your own home, then that's a way of doing things also. I'm thinking even in my office area in the attic, we talk about a lot how that's the area up there I work, and that's my space up there. But of course my wife uses it too. Sometimes, rarely, but definitely it's a space that can be personalized too. So even just to have a desk board that has my name in it makes it feel personal. You know, you could think of putting it there. And even if you have different areas, you have cutting boards, you have cutting knives that can have your name on it. Apron, if you like to use that, can have in it. Silverware could be personalized too. But anything in the home could have personalized touches. Rugs and mats and hanging signs with family or quotes or family name or family letters. Again, Personalization Mall is amazing, and you could even make your address sign. We did that recently. It was making it into a more personal touch. Some people put their name, some people put their initial, and some people just put their number. So in the summer, we got a better sign that has the stick-on letters, and it lights up at night, because I felt it was very important for people to be able to know the number of the address. God forbid we ever needed an emergency service, or we needed a hot solo, or the like, anything like that. God forbid, I want them to be able to see the number bright and huge. And the mailbox also could be personalized, whether it's one that stands in front of your house like some communities have, or whether you hang it up right outside your door. It could have your name and it could have your number on it. It could have anything you want. Anything can really be customizable. Anything could be personalizable, which is really cool. Because when you have a home, when you have an apartment, even if it's a studio, and I happen to think studio apartments are very cool, everything in one room. And even if you have a dorm room when you're starting out in college, you have a way of personalizing and making your own. It's your home space. It's your home. And don't let anyone ever take that away from you. Whatever size your house is, your apartment is, it's yours. That's what you obtain. That's what you have. That's what you live in. Have pride in your home. Have pride in your living space. Love the space that you have that was given to you. Whether it's be by that you needed some help or whether you bought it, and whatever way it came to you, but that's your space, that's where you live. And even though I'm guilty of not being cleaning it nearly enough, when it is clean, it feels bigger and it feels nicer, it feels more welcoming. And it just we should appreciate the fact that we have a roof over our heads, God willing. We should always have that, all of us, and that we have food in our stomachs and that we have clothing on our back. They say if you have those three things, you're richer than 90% of the world. There's so many aspects, so many people out there that don't have a roof over their head, or they have a tent, or they have random shelter. They're nomads. They don't have running water. They don't have plumbing. family, they don't have electricity, they don't have clothing, they don't have food. So many things we take for granted, but when we realize what our home contains, it's where we live, where we raise our kids, where we sit and we relax at the end of the day, there's no place like home. That's the famous quote from The Wizard of Oz or whatever, but that's true. There really is no place like home. Even if you take me to a luxurious hotel, even if I go to someone whose house is 10 times as big as me, just because it's 10 times as big doesn't mean it has as much heart as your home has, or as much warmth as your home has, or as much love as your home has. And I feel that truly strongly, that even if my wife and I go somewhere for a week and it's a beautiful place, there's no place like home. It doesn't have the love and the warmth and the heart that our home has. And there's nothing like sleeping in your own bed. So even if we go, we come back, sleeping in our own bed, in our own room, in our own house is amazing. So when we personalize it, it makes it feel for us that we're living in a wonderful place, and we're extra happy with it, and it brings some personal touches. And people who are interior decorators and designers are much better at this than me. But when you arrange the furniture in such a way, and you have these signs and these figures, and even on the outside and the inside, in the garage or the shed and the house, front or back, you're able to personalize it. It makes you live in a more functional and independent manner, loving your house, taking care of your house, bringing the touches that you feel more warmth in your house, more love in your house. And again, house is a term for where you live, whether it's a dorm or whether it's an apartment or a house. If it's your own, you and your spouse or your kids or even you yourself, that's a way to bring it home to you, to bring it to be in a more personal manner, and bring more warmth into your house. Not just having pictures of family and friends, but bringing those touches, bringing those aspects to make it feel more like home. Join us next time as we talk about For the Love of the Shed and the Garage. Very underutilized things, underappreciated things, I think, here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.